Welcome back to the Get Coaching Podcast, your go-to podcast for all things coaching and personal development. Today, I'm doing a solo episode and want to speak into valuing your time. So when it comes to valuing your time, here's a few things that I see a lot of coaches and just people in general fall into. So one of the biggest things is this sense of urgency and a sense of expectation, or really it's some BS loyalty, thinking that you have to. It's all about the have to's. I have to respond to someone who has sent me a message immediately. No, you don't. You actually don't have to. And, you know, you may see that notification, that little bell, that little round circle on your phone or on your laptop, and you know, don't get caught up on the hype of that. And there's a reason why it's red. You know, the color red signifies danger, urgency. It's also it signifies passion as well. You'll notice the color red is also used, you know, McDonald's, KFC, the ambulance. So just be aware of all of these other things that are at play that are really capturing and hooking your attention. The more that things are capturing your attention, you're going to start feeling really exhausted. You are going to have true mental fatigue and just absolute lack of clarity. So don't get caught up in all the notifications. Take a deep breath and just remember, you do not have to respond to that email, to that call, to that message, to that DM. You don't have to respond until you are ready. The other thing is, you also do not have to respond, full stop. Now, we are in the business of people, so of course customer service is important. But there are certain people, and this is something that I notice in my own space as well, that there's people who will often show up and it's like they're wanting free advice or free coaching. And just know that you don't want to get caught up into a cycle where you're actually providing that free advice. And you may think, oh, it's just one time, I don't mind. But here's the thing, it's important to value yourself, to value your time, and really honor all of the wisdom and the gifts that you have, because you put a lot of effort into building your skills, into mastering them, into acquiring all of this knowledge and to acquiring the progress that you have. So just be aware of just giving it away, right? You don't actually have to give it away, and you are not a terrible person if you say, hey, I value my time, and if you would like my advice, then you're going to need to pay for my time. Here's what I have available. And it's quite interesting because, you know, I know when I first started coaching, you know, people would contact me all the time for like exchange of services, and I'm not against exchange of services by any means, but I am very particular if I were to engage in that. And what I noticed is that when I would establish my boundaries and I would say, hey, thank you so much for this offer, but yeah, it doesn't feel aligned for me, here's what I have available. And it was interesting because when I would establish my boundaries, there were some people who would, and you may get this too, so I'm just letting you know, that would say, oh my gosh, basically they had this negative response, you know, basically defensiveness. Oh, you're an asshole. You're an asshole for, you know, not accepting my offer. And here's the thing. It doesn't make you an asshole. It just makes you a sovereign being. So I want to share that with you because perhaps you're experiencing some conflict and you know, this is popping up for you. Just know that it's okay to value yourself. It's okay to be a sovereign being, and it's okay to respect what you have to offer. So that is a quick little share. This is my thought of the week. Let me know your thoughts on this, your personal experiences, and what you do to really overcome not valuing your time. So hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and I'll catch you guys on the next one.